The Cubs lost again to the Florida Marlins, but then the Brewers committed five fielding errors while losing to the San Diego Padres. Brewers acting manager Dale Swaim says it was difficult for the second straight night to blow a chance to gain on Chicago.
You know, what we do, and that's what we why we play the game, is sit there and watch games, especially this week and, you know, the last month, scoreboard watch, and then we can sit and watch the game, and the team we're trailing loses, and then we weren't able to take advantage of it. Yeah, it hurts a lot.
But Swaim says the Brewers haven't given up, especially since they're playing at home, while the Cubs are playing in Cincinnati. Now, many fans say even if the Brewers don't catch the Cubs this weekend, they've appreciated watching a competitive team. Jeff Paxton of Milwaukee says it's been a long time since the Brewers were close to first place in the final week of the season.
It's been a while. It would have been 92, I believe it was. So I'm just happy that they're in baseball games.
Mark Hester of Appleton says the Brewers' success has also meant something to much of Wisconsin.
Well, I got to believe so. You see a lot of Brewer jerseys where you see people watching Brewer games instead of all Packer games. So.
And Hester says with the Cubs playing poorly, he hasn't given up hope. But another fan, Deborah, says she is not optimistic.
After their performance tonight, I really don't think they have much of a chance. Too many errors, and don't see that fire in their eyes like they really wanted as bad.
But large crowds expected for the final three games will add to the financial success the Brewers have had this year. The team predicts it will set a season attendance record. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.